I dragged up the MSDS sheet. You can get it online, the Material Safety Data Sheet, and it's pretty clear that you really don't want to be using it unless it's absolutely necessary, and where you use it is in an area where any of this chemical that's in the water that you're washing down with, or however it's being used, can be contained and disposed of. But it's just it's impractical, and the cost would be astronomical. It's prohibitive. So this is the wrong chemical for the job.
Arguably, though, there are many banana growers that are looking for solutions to their biosecurity risk right now. They would say that this is absolutely necessary.
Yeah, I understand. Look, it's definitely necessary that they need to sterilise their equipment. I can fully understand and appreciate it. But there are alternatives on the market to using something that's highly toxic. I don't know their full effectivity, but surely, you know, this is sledgehammer sort of treatment of a problem when there must be an alternative, because if you want to jeopardise the aquatic life in this area, you want to jeopardise everybody's health that's using this. And a lot of these people are backpackers, they're transient workers that are on the farms using these materials. Just from a, you know, a point of view of the farmers concerned about the health and safety of their employees, this just should not be used, period. It just shouldn't be used.
What's your understanding of the current practices and the application of this this chemical?
Well, I think that, you know, they were given a directive from the Department of Agriculture, and it was seconded by biosecurity, and it's on the Banana Farmers Growers Association website, specifically recommending farm cleanse. So I doubt very much whether a lot of the material data safety sheets have been read, and if they have, as I said, to try and follow the material safety data sheets in respect to disposal of this chemical or any runoff of it onto the ground or into a waterway would be prohibitive and just logistically impossible. So I think we're in a situation where people are following the guidelines of a government agency, being told what to use, and they're specifically telling them to use one of the most toxic chemicals you can get your hands on. And even Castrol, the distributing agent, they can't tell exactly how this chemical works as a reactive agent in response to the fungicide and cleaning. They don't even know how long this chemical is going to hang around in the soil. Its half-life is undetermined. And the big issue now is that there's tens of thousands of litres of this product on back order from agents around the Kasseri Coast region. This product is going to be used broad scale. We're not talking isolated cases. This is everything from trucking companies washing down their trucks to the average farmer cleaning his machinery and his vehicles. It's been used randomly in different locations, and, you know, we're the wettest location in the country. The runoff possibilities are huge. That's pretty obvious. And I would hazard to guess, just on a few chats to different agents locally, that thousands of litres of this product, you'd probably almost say tens of thousands of litres of product, are currently being used on a weekly or bi-weekly basis in this shire. It's a problem that does threaten not just, as I said, public health, but it also threatens our aquatic ecosystems and beyond that.
Marty Cunningham, you've had conversations with authorities at Biosecurity Queensland and others, and you've had dealings as a fisherman with government agencies in your own industry. What assurances have you sought from authorities that you've spoken with, and how does their response or their attitude to this particular issue relating to the banana industry compare with the industry that you're involved in?
The response, especially from EPA, was, you know, well, if you're making a complaint about misuse of a chemical, get photos of it. I mean, it's been used on private properties. I'm not going to someone's private property and taking photos of what they're doing. And they're just going to be washing down a vehicle as they're directed to do and use a chemical as they were directed to do. But the EPA is basically just sitting on their hands. If I was to spill so much as 50 litres of oil or something in a waterway or discharge anything out on the Barrier Reef or anywhere around here, they would come down on me that heavily, I wouldn't know which way I was facing. The slipways that operate up and down the coast here are under strict guidelines. Any chemical or anything that's been used in a slipway which generates a liquid runoff needs to be retained into a pump-out facility and that removed and disposed of correctly. You just can't do it. It seems to be the government has taken a stance on the biosecurity issue as being the single biggest problem that we're dealing with here, and that we will forego any other risks to ensure that we protect this industry. I can understand the emotion involved with this, and I understand you know, the serious nature of what we're dealing with, but are we willing to put at risk public health and the environment to try and protect an industry when there are alternatives available?
Could this be interpreted as an attack on banana growers at a time when they really are reeling from the greatest threat that's been posed to their industry?
Look, I have been vocal about my concerns with the banana industry in the past, but this is not an attack on them. This is making the farmers aware of what they're using. This is something that, as I said, threatens their own personal health. I'm sure half the farmers don't want this product on their farm if they really understood the implications of it. But they're too busy. They're buried under, as you say, this immense threat at the moment and trying to deal with everything from, you know, movements of animals to and from their farms. So they're dealing with fencing. They're dealing with the threat of losing their livelihood in the longer term or having a major change in their industry, which is going to be immensely costly. So, no, look, I'm not here to knock the banana industry. It's trying to make the public and the industry leaders and the people involved in the industry aware that they've been directed by the government to use a product that is unsafe.